B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
It's brought to you by Big Y World Class Market. Warm weather means barbecues, picnics, and Big Y's delicious, just like mom's deli salads. They got homestyle potato. They got egg and potato. They got macaroni or coleslaw made with only the finest ingredients and only at Big Y. Hello, Will.
Hey, I met this really cool chick, and her name's Meg, and she hasn't gotten back to me, and I'm just like in a way right now, and I need you guys' help, you know?
Yeah, well, she can't be that cool. She's not getting back to you because you're the coolest, Will.
Right.
Yeah. Right. No, seriously. Okay, so what happened last time you guys hung out?
It just seemed like everything was going good. We met on, like, Plenty of Fish. We met up at one of my local bars and stuff. And, it was great. Everything was fun, and like we said, we're gonna reach out to each other again. And I tried to reach out to her a couple days later, no response. Then after a week, I hit up like the site Plenty of Fish, no response. It seemed like she was just like blocking me out, and I don't know what the hell's going on. And I'm like, we vibed so well before, and then like it just poof.
So she's still on Plenty of Fish, and she was just ignoring you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the worst. Wow. It's even worse when you can see they're online. So you know they're looking at messages, just ignoring you.
So you want us to try and get you another date with her? Or do you want us to try and figure out what you did wrong? Because clearly you did something wrong. And then you can get some closure and move on.
I mean, I don't know what I did wrong. I was really respectful and I did everything I thought right. But yeah, I mean, I kind of want to know what happened. And I also want to know, like, why you couldn't, like, talk to me.
All right, cool. Well, then we'll call her for you next, all right?
Now back to the second date update on the 10.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, we just talked to Will. He's a little confused because he said he had a great date with this girl, Meg. They went to a bar. They hung out. Great time. Nothing weird happened.
So they say.
According to Will. I have to say, like, you know, when, like, you, when somebody obviously does a crime on the news, they still say allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I have to say that. According to Will, he didn't do anything wrong. But since then, he, even though it seemed like there was another date implied, she hasn't responded to him when he's reached out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're going to ask her if she wants another date with him. I think this is going to be more like, what did Will do wrong and what can he change for next time he goes on a date with somebody? But Will, are you still there?
Yeah.
All right, stay quiet. We're going to call her.
Hello?
Hi, is this Meg?
Yes, it is.
All right, she's alive. So Meg, this is the Get Up Crew from Hot 96.9. We're calling you from a radio station. And if you just, I can explain why we're calling you. We got your phone number from somebody who likes you a lot. It's a good reason. Can I explain?
Okay. All right.
This will be very quick. We got your phone number from a gentleman that likes you and would love to take you out on a really nice date. He wants to impress you, you know? He wants to do a good, you know this guy too, by the way. We are willing to pay for a date of your choosing. I'm talking about you pick the place, we'll pay for it, you show up, and maybe sparks will fly. And I'm going to tell you his name. Does that sound interesting?
I mean, who is it?
So his name is Will, and you already went out with him once. You met him on Plenty of Fish.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, okay, so...
No.
Well, he gave us his side of the story. I would love to hear yours because he seems to think that your date went great and that, another date was basically in the bag. And he's confused as to why he's been reaching out to you and you're ignoring him.
He's like one of those Yelp ass. He pretty much completely ruined my life. Like, I'm so.
You said he's one of those what ass?
Yelp
ass. What does that mean?
Did he give you a bad review on Yelp? You can do that now.
No, I'm sure he would if that existed. He's just someone that just, like, okay, like, he's just one of those guys that just like brags about how much like he goes on Yelp and just like destroys businesses. And I had the misfortunate thing of saying that I was leaving, like, my job at this restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And he literally blasted the restaurant on Yelp, but the asshole didn't know that that was my family's restaurant, and, like, he just caused so much problems. Like, I was just leaving the restaurant to pursue my own interests, not because, like, I had some issue with the restaurant. And he just completely went on Yelp and just lied all this bullshit. And now I'm like, what the
Had he ever been to the restaurant?
No.
I mean,
I don't know. I want nothing to do with that guy.
Oh, you don't? Well, it sucks that you said that because he's on the phone right now. And we can find out why. Will, are you there?
Can I just, like, defend myself?
Please.
Okay, absolutely.
When she told me that she was leaving her restaurant job, she wasn't saying good things about it, okay? All right, she's bashing it, basically, and she's saying, like, oh, wait, I can't wait to go to, like, this next opportunity because I'm better than this. You did not say this was your family's restaurant, but you clearly bashed it. So, obviously, maybe you're not that faithful to your family.
Okay, but hold on. What did your review say? I'm dating somebody who's leaving there, and she said it's a place to work?
No, I said the food sucked, that the owner was an asshole, and that, you know, they overcharged their food. That's what I said. And, you know, she basically implied that. She was saying, like, oh, the food there's not even that good, and, like, I'm ashamed of it. And I'm like, you know, I was basically on her side. I was like, yo, why, you should leave.
Okay, asshole, then take it down, then. Obviously, it's not true.
So, yeah, I can't take it down.
What?
Yeah,
look. Why?
So I'm a professional Yelp reviewer. Okay, I get paid.
Oh, here we go. Like, here we go.
I'm basically like the Siskel and Ebert of Yelp. And I have like you know, my Yelps are like official, and like I have a lot of followers and stuff. I can't take it down, especially now I got so many like retweets, likes and stuff. Like, it's getting a little viral, especially around like my area.
Right.
I can't really.
What is viral
sacrifice.
To you?
Yeah, exactly. His three
20,
friends.
Yeah, right.
Guys, I've got thousands of followers on Twitter, right? Like 5,000. So,
okay, we get it. You're very popular with your opinions on food. But the only thing about that is I don't think that's going to get you another date with Meg. I could be wrong, but Meg, I mean, what do you think about you and Will going out one more time? Maybe to your family's restaurant. Maybe he'll change his review.
No, never. I'll pass.
Yeah, well, you know what? Seeing how Meg really is, I mean, I'm all good. I mean, if you're going to bash your family and then going to take it back and be like, oh, I didn't bash my family, you sound like a psycho yourself.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10th.
If your date almost dies, literally dies, trying to help you out, the chances of you getting a second date are slim and none. Listen tomorrow. You're going to laugh and learn with the Second Date Update on the 10th at 8:10 with the Get Approved Hot, not 6.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.